Chapter 6, A Frightening Experience. The men worked in the fog for days. Harvey often stayed on deck to ring the bell to warn other boats they were there. With instinct and experience, Disco moved the boat from place to place and always found fish. He was like a blind chess player making careful moves on an invisible chessboard. Then one day, Disco said to Harvey, "Today, you're going out in a dory with Tom Platt." Harvey was anxious because the fog was very thick, but he couldn't refuse to go. Soon, he and Tom were only a few meters from the boat, but they couldn't see it. In fact, they couldn't see anything at all. But the fish were biting, so Harvey decided to concentrate on fishing and ignore his fear. Surprisingly, this worked, and he had a good time. After an hour, Tom Platt decided to row further away from the boat. Then he let down the anchor on its rope. The rope went down, down, all the way, and the rope was very long, but it didn't go to the bottom of the sea. "Oh, no!" exclaimed Tom Platt, pulling up the anchor. He was very agitated. "We're in a whale hole. That's an enormous crater in the Grand Banks, and whales often come here," he explained to Harvey. "It's very deep and it can be dangerous. We really don't want to meet a whale today." Harvey became anxious. "It's all over," he thought. "I'll never see dry land again. I'll never see my father again." The two started to row quickly back to the boat. It wasn't easy because they couldn't see anything. But Tom Platt had a compass, and they made careful progress. Finally, they were out of the dangerous area, and Tom Platt laughed. "Just wait till we tell Disco," he said. "He brought us here, and for once, he made a mistake. We'll have to sail somewhere else, with or without the fog." They arrived at the boat and told Disco their experience, and all the men joked with their captain. "What happened to your famous instinct, Disco?" Manuel asked.
"You got it wrong."
"Hey, Disco, the fish lied to you," joked Tom Platt. "You mustn't believe those crazy little creatures."
"Dad, you didn't smoke your pipe enough," said Dan.
"Didn't you see a whale before?" laughed Uncle Salters.
"It's like an enormous cow or an elephant without a trunk."
Disco took all the jokes with good humour. The captain knew how to work hard and be a leader, but he also laughed and had a warm personality. Harvey decided he liked Disco Troop. Now it was time to set sail again and find a better location. "Will I be on this boat forever?" thought Harvey. "Or will I return to my old life of luxury one day?" For now, all he could do was wait.